John Sim is here. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Hello. Very well. Thank
it's
you.
Very, very good.
Thanks for having
very
me.
Good to see you. And The Village is the new show which starts on BBC. Another big drama series. You've also participated in our oldies music, which is always fantastic. I love it when the guests actually go, I'm coming on the show, so I'll chip in.
I saw you tweet it this morning. I thought, well, you know, all I have to do is tweet back and I can give you a suggestion.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure about Village Life, because you know, some subjects are obvious, you know, so if it's the budget, everyone knows there's songs about money and being poor and being rich, whatever. But Village Life, I was thinking, well, I don't know where, after Village Green Preservation Society, I don't know where we're going to go on that.
Yeah, well, that's why I chose farming songs to open it up a bit.
Yes, you know? And you've done very well. And I think I've chosen the Bob Dylan. Although I've still got the House Martins if a desire to go sheep.
Well, I'll leave it to you.
Okay, well, I think the Bob... And, of course, music is very much... It's always been part of you anyway, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Always taken your music very, very seriously. Yeah. Is the band still knocking around?
No, they finished ages ago.
You can just do it every now and again, can't you?
Yeah, well, everybody lives in different parts of the country, so it's easier said than done. But, you know, there's garage band thing, and I can record stuff and send it across, you know, just for fun and stuff like that. So I still play.
But you still do enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you played with your dad, didn't you? I mean, you've played and mucked around with music for a long time.
Yeah, we used to do the clubs when I was a kid. Yeah, he was a club artist. Northern Working Men's Club Circuit. When I was a teenager.
So explain The Village. It's an intriguing idea, beautifully cast, fantastically written. Just explain what the idea is, John.
Well, it's a script by Peter Morgan, who's a brilliant writer, and he's written this epic story, and it's based in a Derbyshire village over the course of 100 years. And so we see the whole of social change go on through the eyes of the villagers. It's actually through the eyes of one man, and it's he's the oldest man in Britain. He's the second oldest when it starts, but, you know, he becomes the oldest man in Britain. And they're doing a documentary about him. And so that's how we start. We see it through his eyes. And he's called Bert Middleton, and he's my son. I'm his father, John Middleton. And Maxine Peake is my wife. Grace, and we're very, very, very poor, and we live on a farm.
So what were you saying? I mean, I suppose if you've got and you've worked with some of the great script writers, you know, you know a good script.
Yeah, I like to think
so. When you see one, you know, Jimmy McGovern, Paul Abbott, you work for these guys. So when it came and it had Peter Morgan's name on it, is it the kind of thing you go, well, I'll just do it? I'll just do it because he's got his name on it. What was it that jumped out of it that made you think, yes, this is my next project?
Well, as soon as I finished the first episode and desperately needed immediately to read the second one, and, you know, so that's a good sign for me if I can't put it down. It's just so beautifully written, you know, he writes for, there are people up at the big house, so you've got a sort of, you know, it's not Downton in any way, but you've got the rich and the poor, and you see all facets of life go through this village, you know. And I think what he's looking at here is to do something like Heimat, which was the German one, the series.
That's a long time ago now.
Yeah. But I think that's his aim, from what I read. But I think he wants to make it an epic story.
So tell us about John Middleton. He's not the most attractive chap. Well, he's very attractive because he's you playing him. But great beard, by the way. Terrific beard.
Thank you.
But he's a man to avoid, really.
Yeah. When we first meet John Middleton, he's a bit of an outcast in the village. Something happened which becomes apparent. Something happened about 20 years earlier. And he's a bit of an outcast, and his farm is on its last legs. He's working it on his own. He needs a team of men, and, you know, no one's helping him, really. He can't afford that. So he's desperately trying to do it all by himself. And he just turns to drink and it spirals further and further and further down. And he is a very unlikable character at first. But there is a redemption of sorts, which I found really interesting. You know, so, you know,
can you tell us anything about why he's so angry? Because I've just seen the first episode, and obviously this is going to be explained a bit later on, but can you tell us anything about how he's got to the state that he's in?
It's guilt. It's all pent up guilt. Something happened for, he blames himself for something happening. I don't think I can tell you that.
No, okay.
I don't know what, which episode it's in, so I've got to be careful.
It's not the first one anyway.
It's not the first one, is it? No, but no, it's, yeah, something happens. Something has happened and you find out what. It's guilt, really. He's repressed and he's a very, very repressed man.
Yeah, and 100 years in one village. And the important thing is, as I mentioned this earlier, the cameras never leave the village. So so episode one is all about the young boys, including your elder son, going off to war.
Yeah.
But that is not then followed by a sequence in the First World War. It's just staying in the village.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah, the camera stays in the village, so you see them leave for war, and then you see, well, some of them return.
Yeah.
But you see the effects of the war on the people that stayed, so the women in the factories, and the one of the school teachers wants to go to war, but they won't let him in because of his height or something. So all these different aspects of it are shown through the eyes of these villagers, and all this social change, you know, you know, I think it'll just be a huge melting pot for everything that happened in the 20th century.
How long can you stay in? Because it's 100 years in one village.
Yeah.
When this starts, you must be in your kind of mid-30s or something, like maybe 40.
Yeah.
So how long are you in it? You can't be in it until the end.
No, I don't think so. Unless they've got this incredible CGI and makeup. Me and Maxine are not expecting to last that much longer. I mean, having said that, this one starts in 1914 and it finishes in 1920. So we're still there. So I think if they pick up in the next series, we'll still be there in 1920. So I don't know. I don't know what plans he has or, you know.
John Sim is here. So Village Life is the oldest theme. So Bob Dylan, good. Maggie's Farm.
Fantastic.
Okay, this is John's choice.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm. just get bored.
Thing about that John Sim character, he's a crowd pleaser, really. There he is choosing Maggie's Farm, Bob Dylan, one of our village life tunes. Before we go any further, John has a correction to make.
I called the author by the wrong name, and he will never forgive me. So I won't be in the second series.
No, you'll be. You might not make it to the second episode.
No.
So Peter Moffat, sorry,
It's not Peter Morgan. It's Peter Moffat, of course.
So I had Peter Moffat written down, but when you said Peter, I took my cue from you. I thought maybe I've got the wrong information.
I don't know what I was thinking. My brain went for a second. So sorry, Peter. Yes. I obviously know your name.
Can I please be in series two?
She's a star of stage, film and television, and a Tony Award winner. On April the 24th, you could see Idina Menzel in a very special Friday Night is Music Night. Idina will perform hits from musicals Rent, Wicked, and some of her personal favourites, all alongside the BBC Concert Orchestra. Tickets are now available to see this unique show at the Hackney Empire in London. To find out how to buy yours, go to the BBC Radio 2 website. Join us for Idina Menzel and Friends with the BBC Concert Orchestra on April the 24th.
It's 6:21. John Sim is here. The Village starts when? When can we see episode one in all its glory?
I think it's on this Sunday, 9 o'clock.
This from Kath in Darlington. Simon, I have loved everything that John Sim has been in. As soon as it was stated that The Village was going to be at Easter Sunday, I immediately marked it down to watch it. John is such a great star. How come we don't see more of him on television? What does he get up to between TV series? We're looking forward to The Village very much. Well, I think you're on sort of with appropriate gaps between
Thank
big
you.
Projects.
Yeah, I think so. I don't like to outstay my welcome. You know, I don't want people to get sick of me. And theatre, there's always theatre in between.
Yes. So. I suppose people might miss it if you're off on a theatre tour. But do you just go with the next... how far ahead do you plan these things? Do you think, well, there's a TV series, and then you'll do a TV, and then you do a stage thing, and then maybe a movie? I mean, how do you divide it up, John?
Well, I don't really plan it. It's you know, whatever arrives. And, you know, if I'm offered something that's wonderful... and so it's nice to be able to say yes or no. I mean, I try and it's changed nowadays because I don't want to be away all the time, and it's not very often that things are filmed in London at the moment. Well, I haven't filmed in London really since State of Play, which was like 2003.
Wow, that's
so,
a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm always away, therefore. So I try and sort of mix and match it and taking into consideration my kids, my family, seeing my children. You know, so I'm going to do a play. Next, I'm going to be in the West End, which keeps me in London for at least 3 months.
Think I saw the last play that you did in the West End, which was Speaking in Tongues. Was that what had been Speaking in
Yeah,
Tongues?
That was the last
Hamlet
one in the West End.
Did Hamlet go to the West End?
Hamlet was at Crucible, and I did Betrayal, the Pinter play, there last year.
Okay.
At the Crucible.
But Speaking in Tongues was blistering, was absolutely fantastic. And I would think that very few things would meet. I mean, it must be very visceral to actually stand up on stage do the gig and then hear the difference in the audience on a daily basis.
Yeah, because they are an ever-changing entity, an audience. It's very strange. It never fails to amaze me how they're completely different every night. You know, it's quite amazing, but it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And every time I do a play, I stand backstage and think, what the hell am I doing this for again?
Still think that?
Yeah, I always think that. I just think this is a huge mistake, and try and remember this feeling, because next time you're going to say no. And then, you know, you've kind of... You want to do it. It's a wonderful process, actually, doing a play, because the rehearsals, and you get to read about the subject and a lot of research, and, you know, you get to rehearse and also be a character for a whole 2 hours.
Yes.
Instead of a short burst, like 3 minutes here and there.
Do you ever choose work because you think your kids could see it? You know, actually, they might enjoy it, because clearly, I mean, when they're very young, there wasn't much of your work that they could see.
No, there isn't.
Apart from
still,
the master, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's why I was one of the reasons that I took that, so my son would actually believe I was an actor. Not often. I did the only thing that I've done, I think, is Skellig. I did Skellig and Doctor Who. I think that's the only things they can see yet.
is that I suppose the village is not, no, it's not really. Even there are quite a few.
Maybe. I mean, young... my boy's 11, so he might, you know, yeah.
What about the new series of Mad Dogs? Can they watch that?
Probably not, no. I wouldn't have thought so.
John McNally on this email. Can you please thank John for two pieces of his work that I particularly enjoyed? Firstly, the sitcom Men of the World, which was on at the time I was beginning the first of my many house shares. And secondly, the movie Human Traffic, which was hilarious and allowed me to reminisce about many nights and weekends away at university. Which is it, just trying to, I would imagine it's still going to be The Master or It's Life on Mars are the ones that people come back to all the time, or is it State of Play? Because that was such an extraordinary piece of work.
You mean
in terms of what people recognize? People want to talk to you about.
It changes again. It changes. Recently, most recently, it's been Mad Dogs. But yeah, The Master, Sam Tyler. Human Traffic still is hanging around, because I mean there's not many clubbing films, are there, for that you know, generation, and so, you know, when I get shouted at by school kids, nice one, brother, you know, it's like grey-haired old man pushing a pram, and I'm still getting shouted nice one, brother. So yeah, there's sometimes state of Play, and you know, it changes.
There's a bit in my favourite. It's not. It doesn't look great the way I wrote it down, but there's a bit in The Village starting this weekend which made me laugh, even though it's an upsetting moment, where your two sons, your older son has been teaching the younger son to swim, because obviously it's a very important life skill, but your reaction to it is, it's almost as though they're learning Chinese,
yeah,
or something, and you just say, swimming, and you just repeat it. So you cannot comprehend of anything more useless in life than to learn how to swim.
No.
And it's great, because in that one word, we can, okay, we understand the kind of
you
guy
get the you measure
are.
Of the man.
You do. Just from your incomprehension that they've learned how to swim. Yeah. So presumably, it's a Derbyshire accent.
It's a northern accent.
Just generic northern?
Well, because it's supposed to be a fictitious village. I think we've all sort of got the same accent. I didn't really think about that. I just did northern. I think the modern Derbyshire is very different.
Didn't Peter Morgan, when he was giving you the Slash Moffat,
Peter
give you
Morgan
those instructions?
Mr. Moffat was. He didn't give us any instructions about what accent we should.
Well, that's his fault then. If there are any complaints. The Village starts Sunday at 9 o'clock. It is fantastic on the basis of episode one. If you make it to episode two, John, we'll look forward to that as well.
Thanks,
John. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Cheers.